I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China's central government has a new target in its crackdown on religious expression: children's programs. Churches are being raided, Sunday schools closed, and children are being asked about their parents' reading choices and gathering habits, says Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesperson Todd Nettleton.
The Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. The Chinese government, the Communist Party leaders, are very aware of that as well, and they want to train up a child to be a good communist. And so churches that operate schools, even just kindergartens, have been targeted by the Chinese government.
Sister Ministry VOM Korea is working on developing some tools aimed at Christian parents. Keep listening for more details. And for many Chinese churches, government efforts to enforce religious regulations mean that traditional outreach programs are being shut down. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China tells us
Sunday school going away and a variety of things such as that. Pressure from the government to kind of control and limit the scope of Christianity. And, you know, part of that is, I believe that the church is still strong, and we visit folks that are doing great things and still have a passion for the Bible, still have a passion for evangelism, still have a passion to see the church grow. And we know that when, you know, things are moving forward, that the enemy will come in and try to thwart that.
These changes are difficult, but the church is still alive in China. Ask God to strengthen his followers. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.